Quality, quality. We'll call the Legislative Court Coordinating Commission to order. I believe we have a correction on the minutes. Senator Clark asked to be excused from the last meeting, and she's not noted here. So with that correction, Senator Keller.
Did I get a promotion again?
Representative, yeah, we do that all the time. Maybe I just me that does it, I guess. Moves the approval of the minutes. December 19th, 07, as corrected. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. We have this Airport Funding Advisory Task Force extension. Seems to me somebody was sleeping at the switch, but here we are today to correct it. Is it?
No one in this room.
Mr. Chair, and members,
I think it's the airport folks that came out. But anyway, we're not on camera, are we? But we're still sleeping at the switch, but let's fix it up. Is that fairly correct?
Mr. Chair and members, when the LCC adopted this resolution creating the working group, it was anticipated that they'd have their work done in time to make recommendations for the 08 session. They discovered that they needed some additional time to do their work, and so there's a request to extend the sunset to January 1st, 2009.
Yeah, we'll do it here today, but I'm still saying that they should have come in 2 months ago. That's right, right? Okay. Senator, well, we need a motion to do this. Senator Murphy, Representative Murphy. So moves. Any discussion?
No, I have questions.
Well, we don't take questions. Representative Murphy.
On my motion, Mr. Chair.
You've always been a troublemaker.
I know, and I'm sorry. And you tried to guide me so well
years,
since I first came.
Worked,
and
really.
I've always listened, but I don't always mind.
All right.
Mr. Huberger, the January 1, 2009 date, because they need an extended period of time.
Mr. Chair and Representative Murphy, that's correct. In addition, there's a provision in the LCC statute that says that all working groups and task forces that are created by the LCC expire on January 1st of the odd-numbered year.
But, Mr. Chair, Mr. Huberger, what if we had a September 1st deadline, and then that would be the results be submitted, and that we would have time to for someone to go through those, and then we could act on it in January or February rather than wait. If it's January, it's not going to be till March before anybody gets to it, and maybe it would serve them better if we had an earlier deadline extension. And then we could get it in the appropriation year if that's what it takes, or in we could get the bills ready right for the next session.
Mr. Chair and Representative Murphy, their major project is to engage a consultant to do some analysis about costs of operating airports, and they expect to have that done in the next couple of months. So I think the group hopes to have their work done well before January 1st, but this would allow them some time to prepare their report and meet with members and continue to work on presenting it to the members.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question's to the fiscal note on this. I know the $200,000 was appropriate. I don't have the chapter in front. Number one, I assume that amount of money is still okay. But number two, and more importantly, are you allowed to expend that money in the second year of the budget according to the law? Because we've run into that already where we might have to put it in a corrections bill or something if it doesn't carry through, because this was expected to sunset the first year, and it may not be accounted for in the second year of the biennial budget.
Mr. Chin, Representative Junkie, this was an appropriation out of the Transportation Finance Bill, Chapter 141, I'm not sure, but it's an appropriation to the legislature, so under Chapter 16A, funds roll over from the first to the second year that are unspent.
So it does carry forward.
Okay. Is that Representative Murphy, where that date's all right? You'd probably not comfortable making the motion, I know.
I don't think I am.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Representative Sertich would like to do it, though.
You're going to get Representative Murphy mad at me, but I'll do it.
You guys usually stick together, but there's a family feud here.
Any further discussion on this? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Review, approve amendment to the LCC legislative plan for employee benefits and policies. We did that in December, did we not? But now there's a correction or something. Is that how it works?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members.
You guys did a good job. Thank you. Yeah. Wonderful testimony. Mr. Hibbinger.
Mr. Chair and members, as you indicated, the LCC adopted the revisions to the benefit book at its December meeting. After that point, HR staff discovered an oversight in the sick leave provisions, and we'd like to correct that now since you folks are meeting. It's on page 14 of the book. It's the second resolution. It's item 9. It's a clarification that when the father takes sick leave on the birth or adoption or on the birth of a child, that there is a limited window within which they can take that time. And there was some language that we just overlooked when we were drafting the changes to the benefit book, so it's purely a reinstatement of some pre-existing language.
Senator, Representative Anderson Keller moves the revision here. All those in favor?
Mr. Chairman.
Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hamm.
I just have a question for Mr. Hubinger. Why is the term of the window 1 year if the intent is to allow for a husband or father to have time with the birth of a new child? It would seem to me a year is an awfully large window. Why not a month?
Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, this is existing or pre-existing language, and what it does is allow the parents to figure out when it works best for their family schedule so that the mom can take leave at the beginning of the time after the child is brought to the home, and then the father can take it after. It also gives some flexibility for us as the employer to work around the session.
Mr. Chairman and Mr. Hubinger, yeah. If it's pre-existing language, why are we adopting it if it's already in the...
No. Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, it was an oversight by staff when we drafted the revisions to the book that was when you approved it in December.
So, Mr. Chairman, so the book already has the year window in place? Is that what you're...
Senator, Representative Keller, Anderson Keller.
Senator, I think it's the underlying language that we're adding to clarify in the book. We're not doing anything with the existing language, so we're clarifying...
Mr. Chairman and Representative Keller, that's what I understand. What I'm questioning is if this is new addition, that the window of opportunity is a year... I guess I question why we would have that year be the window of opportunity rather than some shorter time. It seems to me that if you're allowing leave to take care of a child who's been born, newly born, a year is a pretty broad window to have that occur in. And all I'm saying is that if this is a new addition to the policy, then I would suggest we modify that or suggest it be modified to something that is more appropriate to when the actual birth occurred.
Mr. Chair, I heard Mr. Hubinger say this is the existing policy. We are stating the existing policy of our institutions.
And Mr. Chairman and Representative Keller, if it's the existing policy, then why do we need to adopt it if it's already in place?
it doesn't hurt anything.
Mr. Chair, yeah, Senator Hahn, the language of the benefit book before we modified it in December had a window of 1 year, and it was our drafting error that caused us to leave that window out of the book. And so we're reinstating that one-year window.
Okay, the motion is renewed by Representative Anderson Keller to approve this modification. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion prevails. Okay, we're going to talk now about the resolution as it pertains to the Office of the Economic Status of Women. Personally feel this is something we should be doing or continue to do, and Representative Anderson Keller and I and Senator Pogemiller and I'm sure some others have agreed that we should move forward on this. And is there anybody wish to be heard on this? Any objections to what we're trying to do, Senator Hamm?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if I have any objection. I just am trying to. I recall that we talked about this at length in December. And there was some debate about whether we had the power to do this, and I think that was the source of the suggestion that we should table this and discover. As I recall, and I don't, my memory may not be clear, but we did have a commission or a permanent task force or a committee that got removed from the statute and the legislature, and I think one of the questions came up about does this body, the Legislative Coordinating Commission, have the power to, in effect, put that back in place even after the legislature had removed it, and I don't recall what the details were, but it seems like we had a discussion on that, and I just wonder what was the resolution of that.
Senator Representative Kelleher, Anderson Kelleher.
I think the difference is in the, a big difference is that this is an advisory committee to the group, which is quite different than establishing a whole new commission again. The office exists, and so in order to gain more legislative insight, which I think would be appropriate for a legislative office to have, I think that the new director has come forward with an idea of a way to gather that input. And so I think it got really confused in the last meeting with that somehow folks were being asked in this group to reestablish the whole commission. And you know, I can understand the concern about that because that has been a contentious issue around here. But from my reading of this, this is an advisory committee to the office, and I think would help the office do their work more effectively on behalf of the legislature.
And Mr. Chairman, Representative Kelleher, thank you. I recall we did talk about that and the difference between those things. And as I recall, that some of the concern that was raised in December was, does this body have the power to appoint members as we're doing? And my question is what we have before us today identical to what we were taking up in December? And all I'm asking is that if we're taking up the exact same document that we didn't adopt in December, just would like some explanation about what has changed and why it makes sense to adopt it now when we were not sure we could do this in December.
Mr. Chair, members, the Legislative Coordinating Commission has statutory authority to create working groups and task forces, and it's cited under Item 1 under Authority, Chapter 3.305. We've made some minor changes to the resolution based on the discussion that happened here at the meeting in December. There was a provision providing for a consultant to provide some support. There was some discussion about that item, and so after talking with the director of the office, we removed that. There was some other minor change that we made. Item 4B talks about members of the advisory group attending committee meetings. I think it originally indicated that there would be quarterly meetings. We didn't think there was a need to specify that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Representative Anderson Kelleher moves this amendment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion prevails. without objection, Representative Paulson and Seifert and Cohn and Sedgham will be excused from today's.
We should excuse session. All those Republicans.
Well, that's right. The Republicans should be showing up here. We've got one, you've got three, but I'm sure everybody's busy. So, is that any other discussion? Okay, the committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Yep. Can you
head home?
No, I got
something.
I'm gonna
do. I could go up to Cloquet, or where the hell are we going? To Wilmer?
Yeah.
Cromwell.
Here we
go.
Michael. Oh, yeah, she's on the other.